Moses, Moses. Moses says, here I am. He said, do not come near here. God says to him, don't come close. Don't come near here. Take off your shoes. Because the place where you're standing is holy ground. I had a buddy in a Bible study the other day tell me there's only two places in the Bible that that happens. Oh, there's three. Three places where they take off their feet because they take off their shoes because it's holy ground. One is Moses encountering God right here. The other one is Joshua just about ready to enter the promised land. And God meets with him to declare to him he is about to enter the promised land, right? So one is, Moses, you are about to free all of the slaves in Egypt. 5 million people. The next one is, Joshua, you are about ready to take the inheritance that I have left for Jacob over 400 years ago. The other spot where you take off your shoes, Jesus washes their feet. Get ready, fellas. I've shown you how to serve one another. I've served you like this. Now serve one another. Tomorrow, we're going to take a new kingdom. We're going to take a new land. Kind of crazy, isn't it? So God says to Moses, take off your shoes. You're on hollow ground. Moses comes up, starts to talk to him. The Lord says, I have seen the affliction of my people. I've seen their pain. I've heard. I have now. Listen to this. This is awesome. The Lord said, I've seen the affliction. I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians. I have shown up. Whoa. Get ready. Here it comes. Behold, the cry of the sons of Israel has come to me. Furthermore, I've seen the oppression. Says all this stuff. I'm not telling you the whole bit. Moses says, this is great, chapter 3, verse 11. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the sons of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? I'm a shepherd, 40 years. Cold-blooded killer. Fleed. My birth is all messed up. I was raised by a woman that's not my mom. My mom gave me up to the Egyptians. Who am I? And I love this. Moses is looking at himself. His own power, his own worth, his own merit, his own what he is. And God says, certainly I will be with you. And this will be a sign to you that it's me who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this very mountain. It's the mountain where he got the Ten Commandments. He didn't know. We know about the Ten Commandments. We know about the movie and the Red Sea and all that business. Moses didn't know. He's being a shepherd, taking care of sheep, and he doesn't even know that in a few years he's going to be standing there getting the Ten Commandments from God. Moses said to God, behold, I'm going to the sons of Israel and I'm going to tell them that the God of your fathers sent me, and they're going to say, God, I'm going to go to them and I'm going to deliver them and do this whole thing, but they're going to say, who sent me? What's the name? What's your name? And God says to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you will say to the sons of Israel. I am has sent me to you. That is so significant. Because for 40 years in the wilderness, taking care of sheep with no hope of a future and guilt about cold-blooded murder, God was never, I will be to Moses. Moses had no idea what his future was. And God was never, I was, but I'm not anymore. Dirtbag. Shouldn't have killed that guy. You get what you deserve, shepherd boy. God didn't do that. God showed up and he said, I am. Here I am. I have heard my people. And I have come down here now to deliver them. And we are going to make this happen. And it doesn't matter if you have a stutter. He goes on to say he has a stutter. Doesn't matter if you have a stutter. He says he's an old man. Says it doesn't matter if he's an old man. You're an old man. Because I'm going to be with you. And he says, I'm going to make you like God to Pharaoh. Oh, whoa. The Holy Spirit says to us today, Matthew 28, 18, verse 18 through 20. Jesus said, all authority and power, heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples and teach them everything I taught you. The Holy Spirit comes into you. I talked about this the other night. The Holy Spirit is in you. So wherever you are, the body of Christ is. God makes us like God to these people. It's the Moses Commission all over again. But hold on a minute. Because the plague, when Moses came, when God showed up and brought Moses, the plague was upon the people. And judgment came on the people. But when God came down, Jesus, the Son of God, the plague was on Him. And He took it for us. And the night before that happened, He said, as the Father sent me, I'm sending you. I packed in a whole bunch. We are out of time.